Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to Angel Antics. We are so honored and thrilled that you're here with us tonight. We've got New Year's Eve coming up, and so people are looking forward to finding out what the new year might bring to them. So a lot of our hopes is that we bring that in. Of course, as usual, we honor your guides, guardians, and angels, and we allow them to go through us to deliver the messages they want you to hear. It's not always what we want to hear. Not always, you know, about that. It's what they want us to know. So that's what we try to bring through is the divine messages. And tonight I am honored to be here with my wonderful, wonderful co-host, DC Love. As of January 14th, her and I will have been on the radio together now for 4 years, and I am so honored to have her. Along with her, we have Ryan back for another week, and we're thrilled to have Ryan. So, DC, would you like to say hello to our guests first and then give Ryan a chance to say hi?
I would. Hello, everyone. It's just an honor to be here. This is the last week, of course, of 2017 that we'll be with you. And I do have a little message. I mean, it's very short. If I could just bring it forward from the angels.
Oh, of course, that'd be magnificent.
Okay, well, the angels are bringing bright blessings to everyone, and they hope that, you know, this has been a blessed year. They ask each of us now to reflect on all the blessings that we've had, and as well the lessons that we've learned during this year of 2017. You know, reflect on the struggles that you've endured throughout the year, and then maybe question, why were those times so hard? And when you look back, you may be able to, you know, change your perception of the way that you view your life and the world around you. And when you look at things differently, of course, the things you look at change. So please consciously choose to see things in a positive light, and you will see that everything around you is filled with loving energy. You do create your own reality, so why not choose to have a positive, loving experience? And in turn, your energy is going to add to the collective consciousness and make the earth a better place to live. Life is a gift, and that's why we call it the present. And the angels are, you know, they're sending blessings to everyone in the new year ahead, and they're saying, we love you, angel blessings. And that was the little message that I wanted to bring forward, Eileen. Thank you.
Oh, that's fantastic, DC. Thank you. It's just everything that people need to hear. It really is that simple step that each and every person can do. It's, you know, you got to be responsible for yourself, and that's the greatest responsibility is your attitude. Thank you for sharing that, DC. We all need an uplift of attitude. Ryan, welcome to the show, and would you like to tell everybody a little bit about yourself and welcome them in?
Well, thank you, and I appreciate it. And I'm very honored and treasured and appreciative for being a part of the show. Thank you so much for having me on. I channel the spirit worlds, 7th to the 12th dimensions, and I just want to say to everyone who's listening right now that I'm feeling that the energies coming in for the year 2018 are going to be full of abundance and manifestation for everyone, and look for those positive changes as those negative energies are transmutated into positive energies for everyone. So, yeah, look for that stuff, and everything's a thought form. So, when you think of something in a positive light, continue to recycle it and think about it, and then eventually it will become physical reality. So, thank you. That's what I have.
Yes, that is so true. We do create our own reality, and we have to be responsible for ourselves. Every human is, no matter what we're going through. I know at this time of year, we each battle different things. A lot of people do battle depression right now, but it is part of your responsibility to pull yourself out of that. And one way to do that is by doing good deeds for others, sending out the kindness that you have in your heart that you'd like to receive, sending it to others. And as you do that, you give, you receive. In order to be a good receiver, you must be a good giver. And in order to be a good giver, you must know how to receive. So just remember to be a part of that communication of giving and receiving. And that brings us each our own abundance. So with that said, I would like to bring everybody in and focus them. And so tonight I'd like to do that with three deep breaths. We're going to do it to the count of four. So breathe in and breathe out. Release anything that isn't serving you. Another deep cleansing breath. Again, release anything that isn't serving you in your mind, your body, and your soul, your spirit. Time. Now hold this in a little bit and ask it to center you, open you up to any divine messages that you're meant to have tonight. All right, and with that said, I'm going to bring on our first caller. 216 area code, and who am I speaking to this evening?
Hello. Hi there. My name is Sharon from Ohio.
Sharon, wonderful. Thank you for coming. And do you have a question for us tonight?
I just want to know what you see, what kind of changes you see coming up for me for 2016, like the main ones, you know, if anything pops up.
All right, perfect. That sounds wonderful. And DC, you and I did not decide who was going to go first, second, third, and fourth. Did you want me to go first again?
You know what? Whatever you like, Eileen, it's fine with me. It doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Okay, well, if you could go first for this caller, that would be great.
Sure. That'd be great. Okay.
I was doing a little office work over here.
Okay.
All righty. Hi, it's great to connect with you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Yes, happy holidays. You have such beautiful talents, abilities, and creativity. And if you connect with that, you're going to see that it spells out success for you. Okay?
Okay.
So you're going to attract what you need. And I see yourself, like aligning yourself now during this year. And whatever it is that you're desiring is going to manifest, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, you've got to take responsibility for, you know, every part of your life. And when you do, you're going to see that there's going to be health, there's going to be happiness, there's going to be well-being. I'm getting the letter B around you. So that might be a person that will be coming in 2018 if they're not here already.
Okay. Letter B. Okay.
Okay, and I'm okay. So okay. If they don't make sense to you, like, right now, that's okay.
Okay.
Just, you know, all you have to do is just, you know, write them down and say, oh, my gosh, well, that's what DC was, you know, talking about. But those are going to be, like, significant people that are going to come in and they're going to help you in some way.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Are you thinking about, like, doing something on your own, like an entrepreneurial kind of thing?
No, that's never been a thought in my mind, honestly. No. No.
Well, it may come up in 2018. There might be something that comes up. But I'm getting that, you know, you're going to have a new idea coming your way, okay?
Okay.
And Sharon, you've got what it takes. Like you said, you're a natural leader. You've got the qualities it takes to succeed in this area. And if you're brave enough to go for it, you're going to see that you're going to, you know, be able to, you know, have financial success around that.
Okay.
Okay, because I see that, like, right now, like, there's sort of something blocking you to, like, from really, like, seeing the picture the way it's supposed to be, okay?
Okay.
And you've got to watch, because when I see you, like, there's you on one side and there, money is on the other side, it's sort of like you have, like, this emotional kind of reaction to money, and you've got to let go of the attachment, okay? Because
okay.
I do see you succeeding.
Okay.
And, you know, if you just focus on doing what you love, you're going to see that the money is going to follow. And I'm getting like a whoosh of energy. So there may be something that suddenly opens up for you financially.
Okay.
Okay, and you are clear about, like, what you really want and what you don't want, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Because that's going to be the big key here, okay? And I'm getting positive, positive, positive changes around money.
Okay, that'd be nice.
So it's going to be, like, 2018 is going to be a good year for you. Okay, just use good judgment. Keep thinking logically, and, you know, financially you're going to do great.
You said February is going to be a good year, or you said this year, next year is going to be? I didn't know
what
you said. I'm sorry. Gotcha.
2018 is going to be a good year. I'm getting, like, I don't know, like, where you're working or whatever, but I see you, like, moving somewhere. You're doing something different. So I don't know if it's full-time or part-time.
Okay.
But I'm getting the word new, like in regard to career. And that's what I have for you. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen and Ryan. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You sound like you have allergies or a cold. I hope you feel better. You do.
I've had the head thing going on for a little bit now, but it's okay. I'm breathing in colloidal silver. I have like a little mister going in, and I'm breathing in the colloidal silver. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was a great message, by the way. You were right on. You were right. You were very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Ryan, are you ready? Would you like to go next?
Yeah, hi. How you doing, Sharon?
Hi, Ryan.
Just getting your energy field right now, actually for the last minute or so.
If you feel, I know, we have some drama going on in my family right now. So if I'm kind of down, it's just because we haven't seen my sister in 25 years. So that's if you're picking up downness, that's what it's about. But go on, what are you picking up?
I'm very selective. I'm not picking up anybody else. I'm reading your energy field right now. And your third eye, I have an extreme headache right now. Don't be shocked. Your sixth chakra, your guides and your mediums want you to explore the mediumship realm. Okay, my hands got extremely icy cold when you started talking, and that's a sign of a healer. At least in my book, it is, because when I heal people, I heal through my hands, and my hands have. They're like in an ice box right now. That's how cold they are. But there's hesitation on your part. You're blocking it. So, not trying to be a negative Nelly here, but your second and third chakra, you get a little bit of heartburn. So when I'm scanning your energy field, that's what it feels like. It's like there's something going on. There's a little bit of resistance. So be open up to. Releasing all that's blocking you from your true self. And as I'm talking to you about this, I'm trying to release this headache between my eyes because it really sucks. listen to your guides and angels, and just don't be afraid. There's nothing wrong with mediumship. I mean, it's your bridge to the spirit world. So I hope that resonates with you.
That's perfect, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you, Ryan. Sharon, what I have for you is...
Hi, thank you.
By the way,
thank you.
Of course. What I see for you is kind of like what DC says. I see some real financial security coming your way. But I'm also seeing that you've been having a little bit of trouble lately finding those magical moments in life. And you just really need to step back and take the time and look. Because they're there. They're all around you. They're in the kids that you see in the stores. But take the time to breathe, step back and take deep breaths and look at the world around you and see those magical moments. As you do, you will be more grateful and appreciative of what you do have, and you won't worry so much about what maybe hasn't happened, especially within situations with family. But I see that your family life is really coming together and really growing. But with that said, you do need to take the time to ground yourself, to really find yourself. Get out in nature, and like I said, to really find those magical things in life. Get out in nature, sit in the park and watch kids play. Go get on the swings and swing yourself. There is absolutely something very medicinal about swinging. Doesn't mean you have to swing high or fast or anything else, just a little back and forth swinging. One reason why people put porch swings on their porches, because it is actually very good for you to swing. So go and find some time for you. Find some time to play. Find some time to find that magic back in your life. I also have to support DC in what she said about you coming into your own. It is something is moving forward, whether it be at work or at business, a new type of contract coming along, something that way. She felt it was maybe more independent. I think it's more within what you already do, just new work coming your way that's going to be a bigger, better partnership and contract, and you're going to be moving forward into that situation of managing it and making sure that all is, you know, in order. Make sure that you do take the time to review and evaluate everything that comes in, because it's going to be important. It's, you know, you're going to be the eyes. You're going to be the eyes for this project that's coming up. Basically the liaison between the people bringing it forth and the people that you're going to be doling it out to actually do the work. But your eyes actually need to be on everything and make sure that all the documents are, you know, that you assess all the facts that are needing to be met before you move that on into a new direction. But you're going to be creating those new directions. You're going to be doing what it is that takes place to get these done. I also see this as a huge time of renewal for you. It's very important that you do, you know, like I said, take that time by the bodies of water. But even with that said, this is going to be a renewal of yourself at work and in business. So just know that it is your time. It is favorable. I also see in a little bit further, you know, longer term into the future, maybe a few months, maybe I'm thinking three, four months down the road, that you're going to actually meet somebody new. And this person is going to be someone that you really felt was not a soulmate, but a twin flame, someone that you really, really knew, even though you might not know him in this lifetime. It's going to be something about that person that you completely, your heart space just knows that person. You're going to feel that undying love, that love that, you know, is internal. And it might not be quite the right situation. So, you know, be a little guarded for that. But, you know, like I said, you're going to bring about a renewal of yourself this next year. And with that, it's going to open you up to new things. And one of those things could very well be a love of your life walking in. And like I said, it's going to be a soul that you know. You'll know that soul. Somehow or another, you'll know that soul. And that's the message I have for you tonight, Sharon. I hope that resonates with you.
It does. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful new year, all you guys. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, you're welcome. And thanks for joining us again, Sharon. And you have a happy new year.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Are you live?
Yes. Thank you very much for taking my call, and happy holidays to all of you.
Oh, happy holidays to you, too. I'm just going to say one thing. Sharon, I cannot seem to close your mic. So if you could just be in the background, that would be great.
Sure.
All right, caller 780, what is your name?
Yeah, it's Jay calling from Canada.
Jay. Well, hi, Jay. Welcome back to the show. How are things going?
Well, I'm really enjoying my holidays. I've been off since the 21st, basically, and we went to a winter solstice when it was really cold outside, and I'm just snuggling up right now and just staying warm right now because it's, I don't know, it's cold where I am. I don't know where you live, but it's just snuggling up and just getting ready for the new year. Looking forward to new year and a whole bunch of things that are going on, so... Yeah, definitely get some insight for what's next year, because it's going to be a great year. I had to move away from a lot of stuff this year, and boy, it started some relationships up this year, though. Really got myself out there.
It wasn't quite what you wanted. Well, do you have a specific question, or would you prefer just something more what your messages are for tonight?
Yeah, well, it's actually for next year because I'm taking some giant leaps forward in some chances. I'm going to be still writing poetry on a regular basis. But, yeah, it's for next year because it feels like this year was a heavy one this year. I know some of the other ones,
yeah.
But there was a really heavy one this year for myself emotionally.
I agree, both on a personal and on a, worldwide basis. This was overall a heavy year for many people. So I do understand. So I'll go ahead and start this time. What I have for you is there's actually going to be some information that's going to be coming your way, and it's going to feel very challenging to receive this information. It's going to change some plans, and the truth will actually, it'll be delivered without very much tact. It's just going to be dropped in your lap, and, it's going to be kind of a jaw-dropper. But it's not anything that you can't handle. It's just going to create some delays in your life that you will expecting we're just going to go roll through smoothly. Well, they're not going to roll through as smoothly as you'd like them to. But just know that, once you get through this, you'll just kind of suck it up and take a deep breath, move forward. And as you do that, think of it as being in a small boat on an easygoing river. Things are going to look up. You're going to continue to flow. It's not going to be fast. It's actually going to close out a difficult situation that you've been in. It's just going to feel like it's lingering, though, rather than just, this news is delivered. It's going to be harsh, and you're just going to move right forward through it. And that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the news will be delivered, and it will seem like it takes forever to process through it. But just know that you're at the end of that situation. It's going to close out. It's not a problem. Just know that the sun's going to shine at the end, and you're going to end up with a happy outcome. You have really a lot of brilliant new ideas. And those are going to lead you really far forward. It's going to bring you through to success, and it's going to give you the confidence in yourself that you've been needing to, not that you don't have confidence, but that you need to remuster. Everyone needs to step back and regroup and remuster. So as you do this remustering, at that point you just need to leap forward and take that leap of faith. Put your heart at risk. I know it's hard to do. But take that risk and put things into action. Nothing, it has to do with physics. If something is not in motion, it takes a force to move things into motion. And so once you take that leap of faith, which is putting things into motion, things will really start moving forward. And it's just taking that leap of faith is having that confidence to do that. You do need to take some time to go outdoors in the spring. Make sure you get out and smell the flowers, watch things bloom, in February, start looking for those buds to pop forward. Get out and feel alive. Allow yourself to receive a little bit more. You have not been totally receptive. You feel like you always need to be the giver or you're not equal. It's not enough if you're not doing part of the giving. And I'm here to tell you it is enough. And as I said when I was opening the show just after Ryan spoke, that if we are not good receivers, how can we be good givers? If we can't be good givers, how can we be good receivers? It comes with a balance. It's teaching us how to be a good giver is by being a good receiver. And so you need to do that. It's going to increase your energy by having that back and forth. It's like doing Qigong, where you build a ball of energy in between your two hands. Through that opposing force of movement, of moving the energy in between your hands in and out. So it's that opposing force that also creates a movement in the energy. If there's no pressure on it, it can't move. Because we apply pressure to put anything into motion. But you do have the, you know, you've had great ability to give to others of yourself, but you need to teach yourself the balance of receiving. And that's the message I have for you tonight. I hope that resonates with you, Jay.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks. Thank you for the insight.
You're welcome.
Grateful.
All right. Ryan, what do you have for Jay?
How you doing, Jay?
Hey, what's up, Ryan?
Hey. So first thing I want you to, I want you to drop your shoulders a little bit. I can feel the tension as I'm scanning your energy field. There's a lot of tension between your shoulders and your backbone, all that kind of stuff. And I'm just going to build upon what Eileen said earlier. I'm going to add a few things to it. You're an empath, and that's not news to you. You need boundaries, okay? So you're like a sponge, but when you're absorbing too many negative energies from people, you gotta squeeze that sponge out and let it go. Otherwise, the sponge is useless. So I'm gonna give you a few. I hope that resonates with you because that's what I picked up right away. I'm like, holy cow, my shoulders got really tense. You have a lot of, and you have a tendency, Jay, to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. You don't have to do that, okay? Just relax and say, ooh, sah. What I would like for you to do, if I could wave a magic wand, is for you to get yourself a black hematite stone, or hematite, whatever you want to call it, and that'll help you. Absorb any negative energies when you fail to do that on your own, and also take yourself some Epsom salt baths, okay? And then I would also like you to consider getting yourself some blue solar water, and that's a part of Ho'oponopono, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can look it up under Dr. Hen Lu. It's the Hawaiian art of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to check that stuff out, okay? There are several tools in the toolbox, but the issue is boundaries with you. You have to do everything is energy, and everything has to be a balance. And right now it's like a 90-10. You're taking in a lot of stuff, and you're not giving a lot of stuff out. Jay, you have a heart of gold. I can feel it about you. You have a heart of gold. But people take advantage of that with you, and you don't like that, but you just take it in. So what I would like you to do is just push all that negative energy out with those tools I just gave you. Look them up on Google. They're not hard to find, you know. And restore that 50-50 energy balance with you, and begin to heal yourself. I think that, it'll take some time. This is not, and Jay, just want you to know, it's not like a light switch where you can flip it on and off. You're like, actually feeling better the next day. It'll take a little bit of time, maybe a couple of weeks. So I hope that resonates with you, my friend.
Okay, thanks. I was surprised about the boundaries. I thought I kept them, so.
Most people think they keep boundaries, but when you feel drained at the end of the day, that's your guides pecking at you and saying, hey, you gave out more than you received.
Mm-hmm.
So, and pay attention to that ringing and pitching in your ears during the day, because that's your angels and guides talking to you. So if it happens at 2 or 3 p.m., whatever, look up your angel card number. Most people, like I said, I'm not going to hate repeating myself. So pay attention to that stuff. Most people think they have good boundaries, but when you feel wasted, you're like, why am I feeling wasted? Well, that's because you gave out more than you received, or vice versa. So just building up on what Eileen said earlier, that's how that works. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Cheer up, buddy. You're going to be fine. Hey,
cheer up,
buddy. Drop your shoulders, relax, you're going to be fine.
I was on a computer all day, so basically that's the reason why.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know what? computer, the internet, the TV. That's why I don't have that stuff on, because it's all negativity. I prefer not to do that stuff, but thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.
All
right, DC?
Yes. Hello, Jay. This is DC. How are you?
Good. How about yourself? Are you taking care of that cold, eh?
Good. You know what? I have to tell you, for 2018, when you asked about 2018, I got this, like, big whoosh. So either you're going to, you know, go into, like, a new business or, like, move to another place. This is a major, major change for you. And the angels are sending you divine signs. And with all this beautiful energy, also is going to come many blessings, okay? So, Jay, you know, don't be resistant to all the beautiful blessings that are coming your way. Make sure that you have your arms open wide to receiving, okay? And I'm getting that you're going to be, like, flooded with many positive changes, okay? And this is going to be a major, beautiful journey. And you are on a beautiful path, and it's a path of ascension. And you're not walking that path alone. You're on the path with the angels and the archangels. And I don't think you really recognize how, you know, how amazing you truly are. That's what the angels are saying. And they're here. They're here to help you to, you know, to continue on that beautiful path. And use, you know, use what you have. You have, like, God-given gifts that are so beautiful. And when you're around others, you just enlighten them just because you're there in their presence. Okay? So stay positive, you know, and have faith and trust. And just know that in regard to work and everything, you've been putting in so much that you're going to reap some of those beautiful rewards that you truly deserve. Okay? So it's going to be a wonderful year for you. I'm getting career change, and it's going to be a positive career change. And what I'm getting is when you do what you love, Jay, the money will follow. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, right now we're in a really tough economy right now, so there's not very many jobs out there. So, you know, what I'm going to be doing, DC Love, I'm just going to, you know, put it out there, is you know, continue writing with my, you know, I said poetry and things, but also I'm actually doing, take an angel reading course or something like that. Get in touch with my angels. I know somebody down where I live close by, so they can teach me. So.
Well, you've got this beautiful star in the sky, Jay, and it has your name on it, and you're going to be really lucky at whatever you do. And you've got to affirm that life is abundant, because it truly will be. I see possibly working with a partner in 2018, and that will help, you know, financially. But money is coming your way, okay? And I'm getting, this is, my dog Ginger is like in the background. She transitioned last July, and she's saying, tell him, this isn't chump change. You're going to have enough money to buy something really big, Jay, okay?
Sounds beautiful. That sounds awesome.
So that you're attracting, you know, everything that you're wanting, and I'm getting the word success in the clouds for you. So it's going to be a wonderful year. Okay? So don't let fear get in the way, because as we know, fear means false evidence appearing real.
Real, yeah.
Okay? And I'm getting, you know, you've got to honor that beautiful light that you have within. I'm glad that you're thinking about, like, the angel course, because, Jay, you yourself are a beautiful beacon of light. And when you're around, there is no darkness, okay? So this, I think that once you take the angel course and stuff, you're going to really resonate with it and maybe want to continue. And the angels, they're just smiling, and they're saying they're so happy that you're taking the course, because they want you to keep shining brightly, Jay. And just honor, like, honor that beautiful heart that you have. And, you know, don't make any excuses. Do what it is that resonates with you, because you truly are a light worker, Jay. And the angels are saying, Jay, it's time to show off what you've got, you know?
Mm.
And they're so glad that you're taking, you know, you're taking this step and you're taking that course. I'm getting, I don't know if you resonate with crystals, but I'm getting, like, the angels are showing me, like, a honey amber stone. And that's going to help you to honor your light.
Okay. I don't know if I have that stone. I got other stones, too, but. Not honey amber. I have to write that down.
Okay. Are you in a relationship with someone?
I'm actually starting one right now, and she is spiritual.
Okay, because I see these hearts floating around you. This is going to be the beginning of something wonderful.
Yeah,
so
she's
2018
nice.
Is going to be your year in so many different ways, Jay.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. They're actually picking it up. Took a long time to get there, but just taking it slowly, and we're doing things a lot differently.
Beautiful. And as you said that, too, I'm getting, you know what, Ryan picks up on different things. I'm getting your chakras are a little bit out of balance. And as we know, the chakras are the seven little, you know, the seven main chakras are those little energies in the body, you know. So if they're not in perfect balance, there's going to be maybe a little bit of worry, a little bit of confusion. It could go to, you know, so many different levels, okay?
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Try to make a chakra balance, you know?
Yes, I know what you're talking about. I haven't done meditation in about a month, and I'm starting it up on January 1st, so I'll get back into it again. Well, thanks for reminding me for – I only got five
and
more
I'm
days.
And I'm also getting – I know what I'm getting, color therapy would be advantageous as well.
Color therapy? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you could do, like, meditations with color. You could breathe in the beautiful colors. There's so many different ways that you could use color therapy.
Okay.
And that's going to be, like I said, it's going to be helpful. But I just want to say that, like, now we're in the, like, you know, in the winter months, this is, like, a sort of a time to really reflect on what you really want, okay? And just breathe slowly. And, you know, when you're meditating or you're just breathing, notice how, like, peaceful you get. And you're going to really be able to focus on what you really want when you get into that meditative state. Because, Jay, you've been rushing around a little bit too much and sort of forgetting, like, about the simpler things in life, okay?
Yes.
So rest, relax, and, you know, and you're going to reflect on what you truly desire, okay?
It's a very busy
year. And some of your dreams are going to be manifesting during the winter months, okay? So trust in divine timing and use this time wisely. It's really going to be helpful for you.
Awesome.
Okay. And that's what I have. I hope that helped.
Thank you very much for the great messages, actually, all three of you. I'm blessed.
You're
welcome. Wonders for next year.
Jay.
Coming too soon.
Jay, this is Eileen Jay. And one of the things that DC mentioned was to do, you know, color therapy. One of the easy ways to do it, and previous to that, she was talking about the chakras. So one of the ways to do that that's very simple, and I'm sure you can pull it up on the internet somewhere, is type in rainbow meditation. And basically what you do is you look around the room, look around your space where you're at, whether it's outside or inside, doesn't matter, and you find something that is the color red. And you stare at it and you absorb that color into your being, into your core, and you seed it at your base chakra. And then you look around the room and you look for orange and you breathe in that orange color and you seed that into your dantian. And then you look for the color yellow and you draw in that color yellow and you breathe it into your solar plexus. And then you look for the color green and you draw in that color green and you hold it in your heart space. You look for the color light blue, maybe the sky color, wherever you can find it, and you breathe in that color blue and you seed it in your throat chakra. And then you look around some more and you look for a color of indigo, even if it's the pair of jeans that you have on your body, and you breathe in that indigo color and you set that into the third eye. And then you look around for a violet and you seed that violet into your crown, into the divine, and then you absorb that with a beam of white light straight through, and it balances all your chakras just like that, and it can be done that quickly.
Yep.
So there's a rainbow. Pull up a rainbow meditation, and it will you'll be able to find something similar to that. Does that make sense, Jay?
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Perfect. Well, good. Thank you, and happy New Year. And I hope you join us again next year.
Yes, it's going to be an exciting year once again. So it's quite really interesting this year. It'll be really exciting next year, too. So let's get ready for it. Everybody.
We're all moving forward. All right. Bye-bye. Happy New Year.
Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Angel blessings. All right, I've got the 347 area code. Hi, 347, who am I speaking to?
Hi, you're talking with Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to know what you guys saw for me coming up in the coming year. If you guys see anything to do with love or anything to do with moving or anything at all, what you guys see for me.
All right. Well, let's see what we've got for you. Well, I see that your family life overall, your friends, the people you hang with, so on and so forth, has actually been quite a reassurance to you. There are people that are there for you, your friends you've actually chosen pretty wisely. And the people that you surround yourself with, you overall can really, really trust. But you've got a few problems that are kind of going on their own around in your life. And what I need to tell you about that is that you actually need to you need to really look for an intellectual solution. You know, sometimes we tell you, you know, feel it with your heart, breathe into it. What are you seeing? You know, go with how you feel. Well, in this particular situation, you actually need to use your intellect. Whether it be to do a little bit of research, find out a little bit more information. You don't really need to act quickly or decisive, but you do need to make that decision intellectually. If you move too quickly, it's going to create some sudden and unexpected changes that are not going to be part of your solution. So please be careful about moving forward, making decisions too fast. But once you do decide, you become focused on it, be determined to move forward with what you've decided, because that's going to be important. It doesn't mean you move forward quickly. It just means you move forward. Also, I noticed that you are also, it seems to be the theme of tonight, that you give more than you receive. And as we've said before, you do need to keep that in balance. So I won't go too far into that other than just to mention it as you know, if you've been listening, you kind of heard what we've told other callers. So just take that into light for yourself also and keep yourself in balance in that way. But don't be deterred, because there really is going to be some challenges that are coming along your way. It's going to be important that you really communicate clearly and accurately any ideas or any way you want to implement things. You know, you make sure you've told them that you've thought this through, that you've come up with the most intellectual solution that you could, and that, you know, that you want these ideas to be implemented in your life. Now, when it comes to you personally, you need to honor yourself a lot more. You need to honor the cycles of your life, the moon cycles, the way you feel when it's a full moon. You are really drawn, and when it's no moon, you feel really small and very nervous and one or the other at ease, very, very excited when you have a full moon, very at ease when the moon is small. So honor the cycles of those times and realize that those times are part of your body. Your body is made of water, as the earth is, as the tides pull the earth and the water on the tides, so does the moon pull on our bodies and our emotions and ourselves. And so just be honored, honor yourself with those cycles, recognize them, and don't be too harsh on yourself during those times when you feel extreme emotion one way or the other. The other thing is that you need to start delegating, and I think that's what that giving and receiving has to do more with, rather than giving of self or receiving. I think it has more to do with delegating and stop always doing everything yourself. You do not have to do everything yourself. If you do, you don't allow others to grow. You don't allow them to learn. And they learn to resent the situation because they're not being offered opportunity for personal growth. So know that you're better off to delegate and, you know, teach someone to fish rather than going fishing and giving them one fish for an evening's meal. If you teach them to fish, they can feed themselves for a lifetime. So it's that kind of theory. I hope that makes sense to you, Tamika, but that's the message I have for you tonight.
It makes sense. I really don't have any friends right now, and I isolate myself because I don't have any friends, and I feel like a sponge. I soak up a lot of people's vibes very easily, the feelings of people around me. And I wish I did have more friends, but I don't know. There's just hasn't been anyone around for a few years, and I've been in relationships, and I've been hurt a lot, and, you know, so.
Yeah.
But it makes sense, everything you said about the moon and everything, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the best thing to do for that is figure out what your interests are. There's places to go like Meetup. You can find spiritual places. You can find sports people. You can find people that want to go out in nature and go hiking. And find yourself some nice people that are like that, that enjoy the things that you like to do. Fill your time with those types of people as you do. Like attracts like, and the people that are more like you will be attracted to you, and you will create friends that way. I know for a long time I didn't feel like I had a lot of friends. I moved to a new place and knew no one, and I did find myself going to places. I went to a couple of meetups. I went to a dancing one. I went to an African dance one because I like to dance. And then there was another spiritual one that I went to. And so there's like things like that out there. Seek those out and find people that are like you to be friends with. And that's my best suggestion. Anyway, Ryan in D.C. have a little more for you. Ryan, what do you have for Tamika?
Hey, Tamika, how's it going?
Good.
No, I want to hear it's going good. Come on, brighten up. Give me a smile. Put a smile on. Say, hey, Tamika. As I'm reading and feeling your energy field, it is quite porous and scattered right now, through no fault of your own. And I don't know if you heard the previous caller, but right now, need you to work on getting the energy field pulled in tight. Within 2 to 3 feet from your body, okay? So make a note of this, grab a pen and paper, get it pulled in tight, and you can do that in many, 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 many ways. You can go on YouTube and, you know, do whatever. The previous caller, Jay, I recommended Epsom salt baths, blue hematite, not blue hematite, I misspoke, black hematite, blue solar water, ho'oponopono. One of the greatest lessons for you in this lifetime is speaking your truth, okay? Your fifth chakra is, for lack of a better term, because I don't have good English speaking abilities, is a little jacked up. So my jaw muscles are all tight, and they're all literally all tight. I had a hard time talking because I don't know if it was a relationship you were in or coworkers or something's going on, but failing to speak your truth is getting you all tight in that fifth chakra of yours. So clenching your teeth, just saying, when Tamika wants her truth, Tamika should speak her truth. And one other thing I would like you to do, is there an author out there, and I may have mentioned this to you before, I think. I'll just bring it up again, not to repeat myself. But James Von Prive, okay? Got many good books out there. Probably one of my favorites, Ghosts Among Us. It's a good book. I'm not really a book reader, but that was a good book. I suggest you read it. It's got a lot of tools and tips on the trade, but get your energy filled in, get your energy field pulled in tight, okay? It should not be out as far as it is right now. It's like 10 or 12 feet out. It's got to be nice and tight to your body, like I said. So I hope that resonates with you. The only thing else I have is my ears are burning right now. I don't know why. Maybe I got to figure this one out. My ears got hot while I was talking. Someone bending your ears? Does someone... I don't know, maybe it's your guides or your angels, but you just quiet yourself down, do meditation, put yourself at the beach, and in your mind, and feel that warm sand mingling between your toes, and just relax and meditate and just set your mind to zero and say, So I hope this resonates with you. Hello?
Yeah.
All right.
So that's all I've got. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. DC, what do you have for Tamika?
Yes, Tamika. Hi, honey. Just please try to stay positive. Use positive thoughts, positive words, positive visions. And you're going to see that, you know, you're going to create a beautiful, beautiful 2018. Okay? I'm getting, you know, you've been a little bit hard on yourself, a little bit negative. And just smile and laugh. You've got to do something fun, hon, okay? I'm also getting that if you continue, like, on the path that you're on, in 2018, the anxiety that you're feeling, and there's some fear there, it's going to start to manifest physically, hon, okay?
Yeah.
So you've really got to watch the connection between, you know, how you're, you know, thinking about things, the anxiety, the fear, and, you know, just watch in case you start getting some physical symptoms, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting, you know, like before someone could come into your life, you need to work on yourself a little bit. There's a couple issues that you have to deal with. And you've got to love yourself, hon. You've got to love yourself first. When you put yourself first, do nice things for you. You know, do something that brings you joy. You send out these beautiful vibes, and then you're going to, you know, you're going to connect with someone. Okay? So if you want to have someone come in, you've got to put a little bit more effort in the area of love, hon. Okay?
Okay.
I'm getting, you know, there's fear and there's doubt in regard to having romance come into your life. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't doubt that, because you are and you will have a beautiful relationship, but you've got to be a little bit more positive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You do, you're going to see there's sort of like a cloud like hanging over you in the area of love, and that cloud is going to turn to sunshine, hon. Okay, so please just choose to focus on only what you are wanting. You are going to have a relationship in 2018. It's going to be very emotionally secure. Okay, and anything can happen with this. It could go, you know, where you make a commitment, where even marriage is possible, okay? So please, got to just watch, you know, your emotions, okay? And you've got to be able to express them, hon. Okay? Because I'm seeing this new person's going to come into your life. They're going to be affectionate. They're going to be reliable. They're going to be sensible. And you've got to put time, you know, into, you know, love if that's what you're seeking, okay? If you're too if you're too focused on areas of your life other than love, you're not going to get the, you know, the love that you're desiring, okay?
Yeah.
So the angels are saying, Mika, have some fun, okay? And, you know, that special someone is not too far off in the distance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So really just, you know, love yourself and just have a little bit of fun. And I'm getting, like, financially, you're going to do really well in 2018, and you may be even buying something a little bit bigger than usual. Okay? Are you thinking about maybe doing something on your own, like, business-wise?
I was thinking about maybe starting, like, a cat-sitting business, like, to do with animals, because honestly, like, I like cats more than people.
All right, well, you know what? I'm getting a thumbs up from the angels. Explore that, you know, explore that. And I'm getting, you know, that you're going to make some money on that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that if you want to do that, that you're willing to put in the time that it takes, hon, and it's going to end up being, you know, really advantageous, and there's going to be, you know, some financial gains in regard to that as well. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
You're ready, honey, for this beautiful new journey, okay? And it's going to be an amazing journey. Tamika, you've got to, you know, start smiling and just, you know, and feel the beautiful energy that 2018 is already sending you, okay? The angels, they're surrounding you, and you're surrounded with divine love. Okay, there's many blessings coming your way. So just, you know, just be ready, because I see love coming in, and your life is going to change for the better. This is a beautiful time of new beginnings. You've got to make a beautiful sacred space for all the new that you wanted to come into your life on, okay? And I'm getting rose quartz. I don't know if you have any rose quartz. Would that would
I
be
do.
Like a beautiful. Okay, well, start, you know, maybe meditate with that rose quartz, hon, okay?
I wear one every night because of a painful relationship I went through like in 2014 that broke up, and ever since then I wear the same pendant. You want to shower at the rose quartz pendant.
Okay. Yeah, that's I'm seeing it's going to be really, really helpful for you. But you're going to meet this person, and it's going to be, like, unexpectedly, okay? And just, you know, just be ready for that love, hon, and work on whatever it is because you're still holding on to something from that past relationship. And if you don't clear it up, you know, you're not going to be ready when that special someone comes along, honey, okay?
Yeah, I'm not really sure how to heal, like how to clear myself out to be ready and open to new. I try to move forward each day and I try to do what I think I'm doing good for myself. I don't know if it's because the environment I live in, I can't be positive here. Should I move out? Like, I don't know what exactly, like what to do. I know that I want to move out. Because I don't feel
okay,
like
well, take everything one step at a time, number one. And, you know, connect with the angels and make sure that you know what you want in regard to love, okay? You can't be all over the page with it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to have this special relationship, you know, write down the qualities that you want of this person. On the other side, the deal breakers. Because I see that a soulmate is very close by to you, honey, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are like, you're gonna connect, and it's gonna be, you know, really nice, okay? Because I sort of feel the last relationship that you were talking about, it sort of was like this person, he came off as something, but he was in actuality something else.
Yeah. Yep.
Ask the angels to give you clear guidance, okay? And they're gonna help you, you know, to take the steps that you need to take. To really, really have that beautiful relationship, hon, okay? And that's what I have for you.
Okay.
Thank you, Chief. That was wonderful. Tamika, can I ask one question real quick?
Yeah.
That rose quartz necklace that you have on, that you said that you put on just after you broke up with that man,
yep.
And you rarely take it off?
Yeah.
It's holding energy. I want you to take it off, and I want you to put it out in the sun, and I want you to let it purify itself. Put it out there with the intention that it's purifying itself. It holds, yes, it gathered the energy, but now you're wearing the necklace constantly, and it's holding that energy. You need to release it, and when you put it out in the sun, set your intention. I am releasing any energy that is holding me back from a new and better relationship. Allow that stone to sit in the sun for a full day and let it clear itself. And then put it back on and see if it feels differently. See if you feel differently when you wear it. And then get back to us and let us know how that works, okay?
Okay.
All right. I promise you it will help.
Can I chime in really quick here? One more question?
Yeah.
Hey, Tamika, I'm going to build on what Eileen said and what the previous caller, Jay, said. You're still, my heart chakra jumped when Eileen was talking because I'm connecting to you on a deeper level here. You're still very, very angry in your heart of hearts. It will help you. And I agree with Eileen. What I also want you to do is get yourself some blue solar water, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to drink that once a day. It's made from the sun god Ra. And that will help heal your fourth chakra because you're so, oh, my God. You're very, through no fault of your own, Tamika, you're angry at him. And once you clear that, you can move on. and that depression will leave you, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, but you have to believe that. And, you know, you have to, and you can do this, okay? You can do this. And that blue soda water is so refreshing. It's so sweet. You leave it out there in the sun at high noon, it tastes so sweet. It's like, oh my God. And it sets you back to zero. And it allows forgiveness to come into your heart. Cleans you out, okay? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Ryan. All right, Tamika, I hope that helps. And give us a call back and let us know how things are going. And you have a very happy new year. Thank you for calling.
Where do I get the solar wallet? Oh, I was...
Well, if you go in and if you type in Ho'oponopono, it'll come up with a lot of information, and that's what Ryan is talking about. It's a process of putting it in a container with blue water, with a blue bottle that they want you to purchase, and then you put that blue bottle out in the sun, and it creates a certain ions in the water that is will change, you know, the balance in your system. It's the same thing as what I do. I go to Mount Shasta, and I get water that comes directly out of the mountain, and I fill my containers and I bring them home and I drink that pure water. It has a tendency to purify ourselves from the core, because our core is made of water. And so by using these different types of purified water, you know, I believe the one that you buy in the store called Deje Blue is also the same type of concept, but you would have to look that up and look into that and see. But it is that concept of drinking a more purified water that ions are added so that our bodies balance and resonate. And so that's the purpose of it. All right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling, and have a happy new year.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. Uh-huh. I will call back.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Thank you, everyone. Our next caller is from the 678 area code. And we'll probably have to move along a little bit quicker.
Hello.
678.
Hi.
Welcome to Angel Antics. And who am I speaking to?
Yes, this is Gina.
Hi, Gina. Thanks for calling the show. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Well, I think I'm just going to stick with the theme about 2018 and see what's coming
all
up
right.
for me.
All right. Well, let's see what they've got. Well, what I'm seeing is that there's going to be some wonderful news coming your way at the beginning of the year. It's going to be... it's going to be some things that are actually what you feel are smart choices that have moved forward, and it's going to bring great rewards because of those choices that you've been making. But that wonderful news is going to come to you just after the first of the year. It's going to actually bring you to a place of where you feel you are a success. You've made it. You've come a long way. All your delays are over. The wheels are really turning and moving forward for you at this time. And so, you know, just make sure that you go with the roll. Try to stay balanced, stay on your feet. Make sure that you don't get that wheel spinning too fast, because you know what happens, that snowball effect if we get going too fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just be cautious of that. But do allow that wheel to turn forward, because it really is a period of good luck for you. It's going to be very unexpected. You're going to just, you know, find this suddenly happening, like I said, as those wheels move forward and, you know, news comes your way and things are happening for you. It's going to make you feel really fulfilled and emotionally strong. It might even be a wise time if you're planning to, if you're in a relationship and, you know, you guys are talking about moving forward in your lives and things like that, it might actually be a good time to even start a family if you're so intent to do that. Because raising children is actually going to be something that's very important to you. And what's more important is raising them wisely, making sure that you're doing a good job. That's what's most important to you. It gives you your grace, and actually in yourself, you are very strong. You have a certain grace about you, and you have a certain inner strength. And you feel that that grace and inner strength would serve you well raising children or being around children, even whether they're yours or not. That doesn't mean that you aren't a nurturer and that you aren't interested in making sure that the generations for the future do well. And you have a lot to offer in those areas. So if it's not children of your own, I see an area that you're really meant to work with those children. You have a power about you, like I said, a great strength. But with that power, you also have great kindness. And with kindness comes forgiveness, and everyone needs forgiving at some point or other. It is a harsh life, and we all do things to get by. And you have that ability to be kind and forgive others, make them feel they're forgiven, even when the situation wasn't about you and them. They entrust you with that kindness that they receive from you. So please, you need to embrace how wonderful you really are. Know that this is your strength. This is your ability. This is part of your purpose, is to be kind to others. That is part of your calling, and you do it so well. You must detach from any drama that's out there. When you see dramatic situations, just walk away from them. If it's something that has affected you, that you could tell every story as a comedy or a drama. Switch it around and make things more lighthearted. Don't dwell on the drama of things. Look towards the lightheartedness of it, and detach yourself from any type of drama that's coming your way. It really is time for you to kind of seek your own self, doing things for yourself, such as yoga, cleansing yourself, moving forward with the things that you need to do. One of those things is, let me see here. You've actually had, this is actually something totally out of this. Have you been around a toxic situation? It actually isn't. You've been in a toxic situation, and it's something that's been actually, you've had the desire to move away from it for a while. And I'm really seeing that it is now time for you to go. It is, the conditions are ripe and perfect. So focus on your inner strength and know that, you know, that kindness and forgiveness. Go ahead, be kind, forgive, but you need to go. It's time for you to get out. Whether you're just in a harsh situation that has been causing too much drama, I'm not positive if it's an actual relationship or whether it's a job or something like that, but it is very toxic, this situation, and you need to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do, catch yourself from that drama, get out and do a little bit of yoga. Get out and do some meditation. Get out and work your breath. Like we did at the beginning of the show, where we asked ourselves to release anything so we could be open to our messages. Deep breathing, four counts in, four counts out. Just make sure it's rhythmic. Whatever you do, whatever your comfortable breath is, in and out, sit, eyes open, eyes closed, does not matter. Sit quietly and be with your breath and cleanse yourself. That is doing yoga. But moreover, you really need to detach yourself from that drama and move on. Just move on. Get out of it. And that's the message I have for you tonight. I hope that resonates with you, Gina.
Yes, it did. It really did. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Ryan, what do you have for Gina?
Hey, Gina, how's it going?
Hi. It's going good. How about you?
I want to hear. Hi, Ryan. How you doing?
Hi, Ryan. How are you? How you doing?
I am doing fan-dan-tabulous. Thank you for asking. Wonderful. Thank you for calling in. So I'm reading your energy field right now, and I got to tell you, and there are four planes. You're running a tight ship on the spiritual, mental, and emotional planes, okay? You're running a tight ship. The one thing I was picking up, and it's not a big red flag, but it might be something that Lee touched on earlier. I don't know. I had to figure this one out. But I'm getting a slight tightness. I don't know if tightness or soreness is the right word, but in your first chakra, associated with your pelvic region, lack of better terms, in the female region, and there might be something going
Ryan,
on.
Ryan,
what's that?
Ryan, it's called your base chakra. The next one up is your dantian, which is your womb space. Your solar plexus is right about your belly button. Then you've got your heart chakra, your throat chakra, your third eye, and your crown. Does that help?
Well, I was picking up. Thank you for the clarification. I was picking up
It gives you terms that we can use on the radio to reference these areas.
I understand.
Okay.
I misspoke. Sorry, it's been a long day. I misspoke. I was picking up a little bit of tightness down in that area. I don't think that's an area of concern, really, but so that's all I've got. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
All
Thank
right,
you,
great. All right. DC,
okay.
What do you have for Gina?
Hey, Gina, it's DC. Thank you for calling
hey.
In.
Thank you.
Great to hear your fun. I want to tell you that you are just like you're developing spiritually, hon. And do you feel that? Because I'm feeling you're starting to trust, you know, what you're getting daily.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Have you yourself considered, like, maybe, like, giving readings to people? Oh, excuse me. Or doing, like, any kind of energy healing yourself? Because you've got these major
no.
spiritual gifts.
No, not really.
Okay, well, maybe just give it a little bit more thought. Ask the angels to come in. You don't have to overthink things. And, you know, just allow it to happen naturally. But you have got this
right.
beautiful natural ability, and the angels just wanted me to, you know, mention it to you. And as you naturally allow and trust the process, you're going to see how more and more is going to come to you, okay? So don't
okay.
try too hard. Just let this energy flow to you. But the angels are saying, honey, that you are very gifted, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted you to know that. In reference to 2018, this is going to be a year that you think about the little things. You know, staying connected with family, staying connected with friends, and really try to deepen the bonds of the relationships. And when you do, you're going to see that it's really going to help, and, you know, you're going to have those relationships for years to come. You've got to watch your stress, though, during this year, because I see that this could be a very stressful year for you, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to, like, take you know, those steps, start taking them now to figure out ways to reduce your stress level. I don't know if you do any kind of relaxation techniques, but that will help and make sure that you're eating properly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you in a relationship presently?
No.
Okay, because I see love is coming your way for 2018. Okay?
Oh, okay. Okay.
You got to get yourself, you know, make sure you love yourself first and, you know, do what brings you joy and get that list of what you want. What are the qualities that you want in that special someone, okay?
Okay. I can do that.
Okay. And just like I said, you know, connect with your joy and you're going to send out those beautiful vibes and that special someone is going to be there for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And I don't know if you're happy with what you're doing, like, work-wise, but the angels are saying if you ask, you know, for something that you're wanting, don't be surprised if it doesn't come to you, okay? If you like where you are, ask for a raise, maybe a better position. But this is going to be your year, girlfriend. And, you know, what you want career-wise, you're going to find it. You have a lot of talent. You have a lot of ambition. And the angels are walking with you down the path of success, honey.
Oh, that's great, man.
Yeah. So if you have any, you got to face those fears, and you're going to grow so much stronger, Gina.
Yes, yes, I do believe that. I mean, I had a lot of fears the past 2 years, but like this year, been much better. I just want to keep going and keep the momentum going because I don't want to. I just don't want to stop because it was crazy for the other 2 years, and I don't want that.
I gotta listen to your intuition. You are so intuitive. And also, are you keeping a dream journal? Because, excuse me, you're getting a lot of information as you sleep, okay?
Oh, okay.
Even getting messages from those on the other side, they're coming in and they're trying to help you as well, honey. I don't know if you're realizing that.
I'm not. I mean, sometimes I do get some dreams that, it makes sense, like, later on, but not at the moment.
Okay. Okay, because I have a man coming forward, and he's saying that, you know, you mean so much to your family, honey. Okay? That beautiful family is still there for you, so start connecting. If someone comes to mind, you know, didn't talk to them. I'm getting you have a big family there. And I'm getting this gentleman is saying she is so, so intuitive. Trust what you feel like within, okay? And I'm not getting like a name for this gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was a friend of your father's. What I'm getting.
Okay. Because he got a lot of people on his side that passed over, more on his side than my mom's side. Mm-hmm.
I see a gentleman, and there's angels with this gentleman. There's the Ascended Masters. I see Jesus. You have really got to go within, and you've got to listen to that beautiful intuition that you have, okay? You're so divinely guided, you don't even realize it, Gina, okay?
Oh, okay.
You're here, so you're a girlfriend, and you call in and let us know all the good stuff, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, have a great night. Great reading.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, DC. And Gina, thank you so much for joining us tonight. All right. And let's see. Yikes. All right. My next caller is from the 347 area code. I have another caller from 347. 347-825, welcome to Angel Antics.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, welcome to the show. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Keisha.
Keisha, welcome to the show. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes. I started a new job, but it's really, really far from where I live at. It's about like a 2-hour ride, and it's like an extra $300 to get there. And I'm just wondering if I'm going to get something else soon.
All right.
Will it be
a better fit for me? Let me jump in because we've only got 15 minutes left and we've got a couple other callers. So we're going to give you each just something really quick we can here. Mm-hmm. So what I've got for you is that don't be deterred from challenges. There's always going to be challenges that come along the way. It is really imperative that you communicate clearly and accurately to yourself what it is that you desire and come up with some amazing new ideas on how to work things out. It is not about whether they can or can't. It's about whether you're able to implement them. So know that you have that ability. And that you need to look for some solutions because change is always inevitable and so are challenges. The other thing I have for you is that it really is time for your own personal awakening, whether it be to really just simply balance yourself, embrace your uniqueness, find the changes in you that you admire and admire yourself for those. Look at all your situations and see how far you've come. If you really step back and look, you'll see that there's a big awakening of how far you've really come so far, even in the struggling times that we've had lately. But just know to go forward with your dreams.
because if not, you're not going to expand. You need to expand yourself, your dreams, your horizons. Let your creativity really take flight and really move you forward in the direction that you need to go. And that's what I have for you tonight. Ryan, what do you have for Keisha?
Yeah, hey, Keisha, how you doing?
Hi.
From an energy healing perspective, I'm just scanning your energy fields really quick from the four planes. You're running a tight ship, so yeah, I'm not picking up any negative energies in your field. So I think you're doing a good job. Just follow your heart, follow your gut, and take it from there. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
DC, what do you have for Keisha?
Yes, Keisha, I'm getting this is a time for you to change your work environment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And really, like, be confident because you're going to find something that you really like. Be careful. Mm-hmm. There might be disagreements where you are, like, presently, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just be careful, you know, try not to get in the mix
mm-hmm.
of that,
mm-hmm.
okay? Just feel empowered because you have the ability to change your situation. Honey, I see you climbing the ladder to success. Okay. There may be
mm-hmm.
there may even be like some kind of new opportunity to make money as well coming your way. So just
mm-hmm.
have confidence in yourself and know that, you know, that this situation can be changed. If you continue to believe in yourself and just know that, you know, this is going to change and affirm that only good things come to me and they will, okay?
Yes. Thank
okay,
you.
So you take
Thank
care,
you.
Honey, and I do see you changing, like, jobs, and a better job is coming your way, honey.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you all. Have a good night.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. You see, that was beautiful. Same with you, Ryan. All right. Thank you, Keisha. I'm going to go ahead and put you back on so you can listen. Thank you so much for coming, and Happy New Year. My next caller real quick is from 856. 856, welcome to Angel Antics. We're just going to give you a real quick reading because we're down to the end of the show. What is your name?
Hello?
Hi, 856, who am I speaking to?
Oh, is that me?
And we've only got a few minutes left. So if you give us your name, we'll give you a real quick reading.
Okay, Karen, can I ever get the x-ray that my dentist is holding back for me or any other messages that are relevant for me here right now? Thank you.
All right. Let's see what we've got. Well, the first thing I've got for you is there's stress that is actually coming from having many things happening at once. And
yes.
So what I'm hearing is that multitasking can be successful, but you're gonna realize that, you know, you've got to get really organized in order to multitask. So this stress is really coming from too many things happening around you at once. So sudden events and changes have been occurring, and you just need to put things in an order and try to organize your thoughts, try to organize the activities that have been coming at you, all these things that are happening at once. You may have to even do a little bit of research before you can do any proceedings to move forward. It also might be time for you to take some type of a seminar, pick up a little extra education. I see a very possibility of you going back to school this next winter, the next semester that's coming up. I don't know if you've thought about that or anything else, but I really do see it's time for you to go back and learn something new. If you do, it's going to give you the strength that you need to overcome the challenges that you've been struggling through lately, all the stress that you've been dealing with. So, you know, it could even be a class to better yourself, whether it be have a handle stress class, a spiritual class on how to move forward, a self-help class on how to learn something new, an underwater basket weaving class because you need to do something that's simply relaxing. But I see a class coming your way, and as you do that class, it's actually going to build strength within yourself. And that's the message I have for you. Ryan, what do you have for me?
Yep. Real quick, I'll speak fast here. What you need to do is your belief systems that you grew up with. you're not speaking your truth, you're resisting it. So what you want to do is you want to get more into spirituality, and that's the spiritual reason behind the spiritual reason behind your dental thingy, what's going on there. I don't know much about that, but so just explore, break it down those walls, explore the spirituality thing, and whatever you're brought up with, just break down those walls, okay? Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay.
Thank you, Ryan. I'm sure that'll sink in, but I did understand totally what you were saying. That was wonderful. DC, what do you have for her?
Yes, hon. This is DC. I'm getting there's going to be a positive career change on the horizon, and it has to do with your passion, okay? So it could be, you know, the change of career. It could be the change of job. And you're really going to find, you know, your life's purpose and your true passion, okay? So when I say, you know, your true passion, if you don't know what that is, just, you know, in your spare time, just do things that you like, okay? Focus on what you desire and get ready for some big changes coming in 2018, okay? But I'm getting, this is really a time to think about changing jobs. I don't know if you considered self-employment, because I'm getting, you know, something within you, honey, that's really growing, and it's a beautiful passion, and it's going to bring abundance.
Do you have any clue as to what that is? Because I'm not working, and I've been working on this and myself, and nothing comes to me. I mean,
well,
I've been meditating, asking for
yourself, what brings you joy, honey? Do what brings you joy, and it's going to bring abundance. And I'm getting clear quartz would help with that. I don't know if you have any clear quartz, but that'll help to clear up, you know, what you're not, you know, getting, okay?
Are you getting anything more specific?
I have right now. Our show is ending in like 2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you. DC, thank you for that. I want to thank everybody for coming tonight and joining us here this past year for Angel Antics. Ryan, thank you so much for being our guest for another week. We really appreciate your support and your strength and your reading and your intuition. It is wonderful to have you here. It's a joy to be with you, and we look forward to you working with us again next year, as we do have guests on a fairly regular basis. And we're giving Ryan a little opportunity to kind of get his feet wet and get kind of a little more comfortable doing things like this, being on the radio with us and such. And he's coming along very well. It's doing great. I know we all started out a little befuddled. I know I was, and I had some good support of people that helped me along my way. And, you know, it's you know, you turn around and you help the next one up, and that's how life is, and that's how life is, stays good for all of us. We hope that each and every one of you has an opportunity next year for someone to reach down and help them up. And after you do, remember to reach down and help the next person up, because that's what we're meant to do here, is work with one another and help one another. I want to wish you all a happy new year. And my love is with you. I love you all. I love you, DC. I love you, Ryan. I'm thrilled to be here with you. If you'd each like to say something real quick, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Eileen. God bless everyone.
Thank you so much.
All right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Good night.
Good night.